The job of county public health director is normally mostly behind the scenes, but these days, with the coronavirus pandemic, residents of Mecklenburg County are hearing from Health Director Gibby Harris on a weekly and sometimes daily basis. WFAE's Claire Donnelly has this profile.
Gibby Harris has been having some trouble sleeping lately.
Waking up in the middle of the night and thinking of all the things that we need to do, or things that I may have forgotten to do the day before, or things that I didn't get to the day before, or thinking through what we might need to be doing that we haven't thought about, and not being able to shut your brain down.
She has a reason to be stressed. As Mecklenburg County's public health director, Harris is leading the local response to COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. She's moved her office to the county's Emergency Operations Center, and her days are packed with meetings, phone calls, press conferences, and emails.
We train for, expect, plan for situations like this in public health all the time. That's part of our role, is to be ready to respond. I don't know that I anticipated in my career responding to a pandemic.
As of Thursday morning, Mecklenburg County had 1,052 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 19 deaths. Late last month, the county was the first in North Carolina to issue a stay-at-home order. Harris says she and other leaders didn't make that decision lightly.
We were experiencing many more cases than any other county in North Carolina at that point. Our numbers were growing fairly rapidly, and we recognized that we had community spread here and had to do something about it.
Governor Roy Cooper issued a statewide stay-at-home order 3 days later. Harris says she's gotten a number of angry emails from residents, people frustrated by losing their jobs or being stuck at home.
I understand where they're coming from. People are stressed, some are depressed, some are anxious, and some are angry. I can't take it personally. If I took it personally, it could potentially paralyze me, and I can't let that happen.
Harris hasn't seen her own family since February. They live in Asheville, and Harris rents an apartment in Charlotte. She says she talks to them every night, sometimes over FaceTime, and she watched her grandkids hunt for Easter eggs via video on Sunday. Before Harris came to Mecklenburg County in 2017, she worked as the Buncombe County Health Director. Before that, she held the same position in Wake County. Her former colleague, Regina Petaway, remembers Harris leading the opening of a Wake County shelter for hundreds of Hurricane Katrina victims. Petaway says she also helped the community combat sexually transmitted infections and HIV/AIDS.
Gibby was progressive enough to help us do things like non-traditional testing, where we would go into nightclubs and into places at all hours of the night and take testing to people where they were.
Harris has faced some criticism for her handling of the coronavirus in Mecklenburg County. Late last month, journalist Glenn Birkins with Cue City Metro published an opinion piece criticizing county leadership, saying they failed to recognize that the virus was disproportionately affecting African-American residents. Nursing homes across Mecklenburg County have been plagued by coronavirus outbreaks. While some places in the U.S. have released the names of affected homes, Harris has defended her decision not to identify them here. Former County Commissioner Matthew Reidenhauer says Harris initially downplayed the virus.
How many times did we hear from her that there was a low risk in Mecklenburg County? Cough into your sleeve, don't go to work if you're sick, and wash your hands.
Reidenhauer says officials like Harris could have done more to prepare residents. Harris says she also wonders whether she and other officials should have acted sooner.
I'd be very surprised if we didn't have cases prior to the first diagnosis that we had in the county.
She says the county was also in the middle of its flu season and could have missed coronavirus cases with similar symptoms.
We're learning a lot as we go along. And some of the hindsight that we have now would have been nice to know at the time, because we may have acted a little differently and a little more aggressively. But unfortunately, that's the way hindsight works.
And for when this is all over, Harris says she has a bucket list with some places she'd like to visit.
New Zealand's on that list. Ireland's on that list. There's a couple of different things that I might think about.
But she says right now she's focused on getting the county back to whatever normal might look like. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.